Okay, does anybody need any more time? Okay, great. It would be wise to pair up with a buddy and have a solid plan for the evening and for the next week, as your disease will be angry that you want to win at your life. Remember, your disease talks to you in your own voice. Don't listen to your old turbulent mind. The mind that got you into trouble can't be the one to get you out. Get a sponsor or call your sponsor. You may be emotionally raw today and have a lot of feelings. Please don't go and quote the nurse to deal with it. Because we're talking about food. I mean, it's hard. It's simple, but it's not easy. A price had to be paid, right? It means the destruction of our old self-centeredness. Oops, that's my bell. Okay. It says on page 49 in the AA 12 and 12, these fears are the termites that ceaselessly devour the foundations of whatever sort of life we try to build. And it's really important to know, like I said before, know what your opponent is. Know what you're up against. It may look simple and small. It's just like, have you ever seen a termite? Okay, this is a termite, right? I'm a little visual, sir. This is a termite. And a termite can devour an entire house. One little termite can breed and breed and breed. Okay? It's the same thing with food. One bite can breed and breed and breed to make you 100 pounds overweight or to gain 5 pounds. These termites that are the fears that ceaselessly attempt to devour any kind of life we have to build. So it's really important to know what that opponent is, okay? Remember, abstinence is how we eat. The food plan is what we eat. And to me, this is the best definition of a food plan. And this is autopilot. Can I have somebody come up and read? You don't know. Julie, come on.
I am told that the automatic pilot in an airplane does not work by locking onto a course and sticking to it. Instead, it steers back and forth over the path of an assigned course and makes the necessary corrections when it senses that it has strayed. In reality, the autopilot is on course only 5 or 10% of the time. The other 90 or 95% of the time, it is off course and correcting course deviation. I, too, must make continuous adjustments. I am much more willing to do so today because I have stopped expecting myself to be perfectly on course. I am bound to make plenty of mistakes, but with the help of the OA program, I am learning to accept mistakes as an inevitable part of the adventure of living. Today's reminder, I can learn to steer the course my higher power sets by relying on a process of trial and error that includes a willingness to continually make adjustments. A person who makes no mistakes usually does not make anything. Alcoholism, the family disease.
Okay, and that's from A Courage to Change on page 29. So abstinence is how we what? Okay, food plan is? Okay, so food plan is nothing but a tool. Okay, abstinence is part of our primary purpose, right? So they're two distinctly different things. So somebody who says, oh, my abstinence food plan is the same thing. Okay, it's like, well, this is called Overeaters Anonymous. And when I qualify, I say, hi, my name is Sherry. I'm a compulsive overeater. I don't say, hi, I'm Sherry. I'm a food addict. I don't say, hi, I'm Sherry. I'm a grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater. I don't say, hi, I'm Sherry. I'm a compulsive overeater and a 100-pounder. And you know why? Because I need to stay with the first tradition. Because I need to be here for the newcomer. Because if I'm saying this and you're saying that and she's saying that, then how's the newcomer going to go, well, where do I fit in? Okay? So where we pitch our 100 pounds or food addict or I'm a grateful recovering whatever, that's in your pitch. But when we identify, like an alcoholic says, hi, my name is Joel. I'm an alcoholic. He doesn't say I'm an alcoholic with 25 years of sobriety and I'm really grateful. He says that when he pitches. But to kick it off, he goes, oh, I'm Joe, I'm an alcoholic. They talk like that, right? Okay, let's have unity. Everybody counts or nobody counts. Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm a compulsive overeater. Then we can qualify the blessings and the great things that we've gotten as a result of it. So here, I'm going to come out from behind this mic. So So this, pretend this is an airplane. You know, usually when I take the ABCs on the road, I have a huge box of stuff, but because I had to fly, you know, I usually have like 30 Barbie dolls, and I do all kinds of visuals and stuff, and I'm donated most of the stuff. So if anybody has an airplane you feel like donating, I desperately need one. So this, pretend, is an airplane, okay? So this is our course. Let's pretend that this course is going from, that we're going to go from Omaha to New York. We have set a course. So I have a line. Those of you that are on tape, I have a line going from one person to the other because she's in Omaha, but she wants to end up in New York. When she's in Omaha, do you think she's like, oh, am I going to get to New York? She doesn't think that. She thinks, oh, I got to get a new outfit. Oh, I better get my nails done. I better get my hair done. I'm going to go see my friend. We're going to go to the show. We're going to go to the city in New York, and we have such a great time. She doesn't think about where her feet are at. She thinks about where she's going to end up, right? Okay, so here's the plane. So it sets its course, okay? And remember, the autopilot is only on course 5 to 10% of the time because this airplane makes corrections as it goes. Just like you get ready for a trip, you go, oh, I think I'll take the black sweater. No, I think I'll take the green sweater. No, I think I'll take this. No, I'll take that. So it's like you know you're going to New York, but you make minor corrections. It's better to feel crummy about your food if you have a little mishap than totally cancel your trip. Do you guys get the concept of that? Okay. Do you think I've ever had a big meal? Okay, do you think sometimes I plan on that meal? I do plan on a really big meal sometimes. I really want a nice glass of wine, a nice plate of pasta, and God, I'm going to have such a great time. And I plan it. There is nothing wrong with that. Don't you think a normal chick does that? Okay, do you think sometimes I have a big meal that's not planned? Because I have this strange mental blank spot, right? Okay, but I clean it up. Do you think I feel crummy if I've had a couple of meals where I've padded my meals for a couple of days? Think I feel crummy? But because I have abstinence, I know where my black and white line is. So I'm constantly making corrections. So I don't have to gain 10, 20, 30 pounds. Make minor corrections so I can end up in New York City. Right? Okay? And I want you to keep conscious with it. If you feel bad about your food, don't, you know, you feel bad, you maybe shouldn't have been talking on the cell phone, and you got out of line, you almost swerved and hit the guy. You give him a smile, you get back in your lane, you go on about your life. But what we do, we just take the car and just ram it into the tree. Stop it. Do not ram anything. Okay? Most of us here in this room, we look really pretty and really nice and really pleasant. But the reality is, most of us, push to shove, are bitch on wheels. Okay? We're like bulls in a china shop. Yes, bros. Bastard on wheels. I like to be inclusive, not exclusive, so thank you very much for that. Okay? So look, there's a part of my personality that you have never experienced because you didn't know me at a size 24. Okay? I was like a Nazi in Nylons. I was a mean, I was horrible to people. I threw my weight around. I was like a bull in a china shop. When life comes push to shove today, I still have that intensity in me to override everybody and everything. That's when I get scared. Hey, Julie, where's that football? So the other day, here I am. Now, you know I love and adore my mother-in-law. She has dementia, and she's failing. She's 89 years old. And for years, she's the mother I never had. She's like a best friend of mine. And so for years, I show up in the desert, and she's like ready to go. We ditch the guys. We get in the car, and we shop till we drop. She's 89 years old. Up to very recently, she was walking 3 miles a day and painting beautiful paintings. I have beautiful oil paintings throughout my home. This woman is an amazing woman. I love this woman. Okay, now she's failing. Okay? So I walk in the house the other day. We had, she'd been failing over the past year and, you know, going down, down, down. But we had gone to the Caribbean and, you know, needed a little break after all my surgeries and insanity. Had a great time. Bought the hottest bikini I have ever bought with my amazing rock and rack. Like, life is good, right? So I walk in and I see my mother-in-law and she's dropped 15 pounds. Now, this is a little woman to begin with. She's barely 5'1". She's a little thing, right? I immediately, like this is a football, I tuck my feelings in and under. I get in that touchdown position, and I take over. I got to get food for the house. I got to get her favorite food. I got to get groceries for the week. And I start ordering and doing and getting it done because I know how to get it done. But I'm like a bull in a china shop, and I've got these horns that are just knocking into my husband, and I'm like, Sherry, and I'm watching myself do it, and it's like, Sherry, honey, this is no football game. You don't have to hold your feelings under and put your head down. What's that? That was somebody lovely on their cell phone. Thank you. So I don't have to tuck my feelings under. I have to pull them out and go, honey, what? And I go, I'm scared. I don't want to see her lose weight. I don't want to lose her. I don't want it to change. I don't want the pain in the family. So I slow down and I carry my feelings from task to task that day. I go to the favorite Mexican restaurant and get all her favorite foods, and we go and I take it home for and she finally eats. She enjoys that. And I get to the groceries for the week. And I apologize to my husband. I said, I'm so sorry. I was so shocked and so scared because all of a sudden it's like, yeah. And it was like, it doesn't have to be that hard. But it is that hard when I become a bull in a china shop. So it's important for me to sit down. Have you ever seen a bull sit? You don't see bulls sit, right? So I make myself sit, and I go, okay, this is so hard to sit. Okay, and I got my horns, you know, swirling around the top of my head. Because what do bulls do? They go in and they pierce you. They spin you around and throw you out. And guess what? If you're like me, in the old days, I was very proud of that behavior. I can make a man cry. I can make anybody feel bad. Okay? That's how I was treated. Those are tools for living. You better hurt somebody before they hurt you. Okay? It's just important to know who you are. Some people can't even relate to that story. But unfortunately, a lot of you can. Okay, so create a plan of eating. This is, we'll pass that out in just a second. Who would like to read? Need readers. Who wants to read? Julie, Pam, get up here. Somebody, come on.
C, create a plan of eating, better limit them, the food plan. A powerful tool that will aid you in achieving abstinence, obtaining and maintaining a healthy body weight for life. The food plan is ever-changing. These are foods and behaviors that keep you fat, anorexic, or bulimic. Be aware and alert in the presence of these foods and behaviors. From the letter addressed to the meeting secretaries on June 9, 1995, a plan of eating is a tool. It is an aid in achieving our goal. Ultimately, in OA, we determine our own plan of eating. Plan of eating, the first of the 8 tools, Overeaters Anonymous does not endorse any specific plan of eating. Some members refrain from certain foods. Some eat all foods more moderately. Only you, with proper guidance, can honestly appraise your own eating habits. Webster's Dictionary defines refrain as to hold back, keep oneself from doing something, and moderately as within reasonable limits, avoiding extremes. Our food plan is imperfect. Abstinence is perfect.
What?
Our food plan is imperfect. Abstinence is perfect. A food plan is a tool to help maintain the arch to freedom, abstinence. How do we know what food plan to choose? How do we know what behaviors we need to change? Our only requirement for membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Remember, it was agreed at the beginning we would go to any lengths necessary for victory over food. Big Book, page 76. We are guided in choosing our food plan by the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Okay, so what I want to say to you, here's a couple of ideas of the food plan, and why don't you go ahead and pass out dignity of choice and the C form. Okay, here's a food plan. You get what abstinence is. Abstinence is
how
we
eat.
And the food plan is? Okay, the food plan is a? Okay, to help you obtain and a healthy body weight. And we don't want to say normal. Like, what's normal? We just want to have healthy body weight for ourselves, okay? There's some really little skinny girls out there that I don't even think that's sexy. I don't even think that's healthy. That could be the norm. So don't say norm. Healthy body weight, okay? Healthy body weight, all right? So here's what some people do. Some people count calories, okay? Because your food plan is nothing more to help you gain weight, lose weight, or maintain weight. So what are some other ideas? You can count calories. You can go to a commercial weight loss program like Weight Watchers or whatever is out there. You could go on the newest diet of, I don't know, South Beach or whatever, you know. So what are some other ways to lose weight, gain weight, maintain weight? What are some good ideas that you have that sounds appealing to you?
Weigh and measure.
Weigh and measure. Okay. What else?
Keep your body ready for it.
Raise your hand and say it.
Eat frozen dinners because it's only
eat frozen dinners because it's weighed and measured. I call that Judy Jetson eating. I love it. When I need to lose weight, when I've bumped up, there's nothing more than I love is to get, and I don't want to be like brand specific and do some like advertising thing because I want to stick with the traditions and not have outside issues. I don't even know if that applies. But I love those little frozen pre-measured things, and I do that, and then I, you know, put on 2 cups of spinach with it. I like it. I'm a Judy Jetson eater. You know, when Julie says, hey, sure, I'm going to bring your food for the week, for the weekend, I said, great, can you get me these little individualized cottage cheese things? Well, you guys don't have that, but in L.A., everything is like, you peel it and eat it. It's my way to live. I know exactly what I'm getting, and then I don't have to go, like the alcoholic, oops, I didn't mean to have a shot and a half, so I'm spilled, and I'm licking the table. Okay? So I go to breakfast with a girl, I go over to my girlfriend's house, and we have breakfast, and we have yogurt. It's Judy Jetson food, right? You pull the thing back, and you get the whole container. And so she's, you know, over at the sink, and I'm over at this counter, right? And I peel the thing off. I peel the thing off the top like that, and I'm looking at her, and she's looking at me, and I'm like, because you know what I want to do. What do I want to do? Okay, I'm a real compulsive overeater right now. I want to lick the lid. Okay, she looks over at me and she goes, if you don't, I know you're not a compulsive overeater. So we both take the lid off and go, We got to have the whole damn thing. You know, now when my husband eats, he won't finish a dessert because he says, it's too rich. Okay? When I serve him up like a piece of pie or something like that, like I make sure it's like cut perfectly, it's got all the sauce and all the stuff with it. He just go in and scoop the thing. He doesn't care about the extras, and I'm like, you just missed half your serving. It doesn't matter to him. Okay, so, okay, what's another good way? What's another good food plan? Yeah.
I use the recommendations of the American Diabetes Association.
Good one. Can you explain that?
We count carbs, proteins, and fat.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it because we're recording. American Diabetes Association counts carbs,
proteins and fats.
Proteins and fats.
Servings,
okay? And you know what? When I was coming up in this, because, you know, in the beginning, I was like, what do I do, you know? It was like, man, I couldn't deal with portion control. It was like, you know, if it was a bag, I had to eat the whole thing, right? It was like I couldn't weigh and measure in the early days. That's just another tool. So I had to, I just lost my train of thought. Shoot, what was she saying? Oh, so I'd read the back of the package, right? And it would say, a quarter cup is a serving. Who does that? And we'd laugh, right? And then I realized, and I'd look at it, and I'd go, you know what? A quarter cup is really meant to be enough. What's another good way?
Read the ingredients on the labels, because they have them in order of the most down.
So read ingredients on the label and watch in the order of their importance, because the first word on that label has more of it than what it's listed on the fifth one down. Any other good ideas to help you to lose the weight, to create a plan of eating? Yes.
Drink enough water.
Yeah, water, man, it flushes it right out of you. Yes.
Write my food down every day.
Write it down. I make a food plan every week. Sunday night, I say to my husband, what are we doing this week? Well, actually, I tell him what we're doing. Okay? Because I know, I don't cook. I barely cook as it is. I like the word Judy Justin food. We have this place called Trader Joe's. I don't mean to do name brands. You guys have it? I love it, man. They'll prepare everything. All you have to do is, cook it. It's fabulous. And so I go in and I get a little chicken marinara, a little this, a little that. And he thinks I'm, done like little Betty Crocker. I'm not going to be Betty Crocker. I'm Judy Justin. I want to wear those go-go boots. So I find out, what are we doing this week? So Friday we go to dinner, Saturday we go to dinner, Sunday we go to dinner, or we go to lunch. So I have a plan, and then I know what I'm eating Monday through Thursday for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And from that, I create my grocery list. And it makes it really simple, because when I open the refrigerator, you know what? I won't even cut and chop a salad. I go to the same little store that I love that has it all prepackaged. I really love Judy Justin food, but I want to eat clean and I want to eat healthy. So I peel the thing back. I dump it in a bowl. I toss their dressing unless it's a really delicious, fatty, fabulous dressing. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to eat low-calorie dressing, but I love mayonnaise. Right, Julie? Okay? I said, Julie, give me some mayonnaise. So it's like I take a teaspoon of mayonnaise and I toss it on my salad and I put that in a little pita. There's this alternative pita pockets for 110 calories. So every day I think I have a taco salad. I have a little taco burrito. I put my salad in these pita breads and I'm really, really happy. So it's I really love my food. Do not exchange one prison for another. Okay. So I just wanted to give you some ideas. So remember, if you're 260, you have to learn how to eat like a 250. If you're 250, you have to eat like 240. Then you go, so on and so forth. 170 to 160 to 160 to 150. You don't want to do a Lance Armstrong when you're a newbie. Okay, honor your process. Okay, and Pam, Julie, somebody help me read.
The pear tree. There was a man who had four sons. He wanted his sons to learn not to judge things too quickly. So he sent them each on a quest, in turn, to go and look at a pear tree that was a great distance away. The first son went in the winter, the second in the spring, the third in the summer, and the youngest son in the fall. When they had all gone and come back, he called them together to describe what they'd seen. The first son said that the tree was ugly, bent, and twisted. The second son said, no, it was covered with green buds and full of promise. The third son disagreed. He said it was laden with blossoms that smelled so sweet and looked so beautiful. It was the most graceful thing he'd ever seen. The last son disagreed with all of them. He said it was ripe and drooping with fruit, full of life and fulfillment. The man then explained to his sons that they were all ripe because they had each seen but only one season in the fruit tree's life. He told them that you cannot judge a tree or a person by only one season, and that the essence of who they are and the pleasure, joy, and love that come from their life can only be measured at the end when all the seasons are up. If you give up when it's winter, you will miss the promise of your spring, the beauty of your summer, fulfillment of your fall. Moral: don't let the pain of one season destroy the joy of the rest. Don't judge a life by one difficult season.
Okay, and she's going to go ahead and read you through the C form and dignity of choice.
The ABCs of abstinence, mapping your abstinence and your food plan. C, create your Dignity of Choice food plan to obtain a healthy body weight. C, create a plan of eating. A powerful tool that will aid you in obtaining and maintaining a healthy body weight for life. The food plan is ever-changing. A food plan is what you eat. The food plan is imperfect. Overeaters Anonymous does not endorse any specific plan or eating. Plan of eating. Some members refrain from certain foods. Some eat all foods more moderately. Only you, with proper guidance, can honestly appraise your own eating habits. Plan of eating, first of the eight tools. A plan of eating. A plan of eating is a tool. It is an aid to achieving our goal. Ultimately, in OA, we determine our own plan of eating. From the letter addressed to the meeting secretaries on June 9, 1995. Honesty. Honesty begins with the food on your plate. This program works for those who have the ability to be honest with themselves. It is our experience that honesty begins with the food on our plate. Is your plate a weight-gaining, weight-losing, or weight-maintaining plate? Create a plan of eating that works for you. Weight-gaining, weight-maintaining, weight-losing. Choose a plan of eating that allows you to participate in life without setting off your disease. Select a plan of eating that supports your goal of obtaining and maintaining a healthy body weight. Examples of successful food plans to obtain and maintain a healthy body weight are the OA template, Dignity of Choice, commercial food plans, nutritionist food plans, diabetic food plan, sponsor-suggested food plan. C, create a plan of eating. You will have 10 minutes to complete this section. You will have an opportunity to discuss your food plan and ask questions later, if you wish. We strongly suggest that you discuss your plan of eating with your sponsor and write it in pencil in the back cover of your big book.
So you're going to write down now, my plan of eating to obtain and maintain a healthy body weight is. So you're going to write that out, and you're also going to go back to the A form and write a very simple abstinence, one that you can live with your whole entire life. What you could ever imagine would be the worst thing that could possibly happen to you, and you get through it abstinently. Okay, so you'll write your abstinence and write your food plan, and you'll also see that they passed out the Dignity of Choice, a little photocopy of that so that you can refer back to that in case you need that to be, you know, just to get some different ideas. And we'll go ahead now and stop for about 10 minutes, and you write that. And then after that, we're going to have the ACID test, which is a test for permanent abstinence to launch you to obtain and maintain a healthy body weight. So we'll go ahead and start that now.